Congress has an opportunity to update the laws governing the Internet, bringing them into the 21st century. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton speaks with one of Silicon Valley's most outspoken congressional representatives about the new legislation. That interview starts now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. And if you're listening on the podcast version, happy 21st century to you. Congress checked its calendar and saw that the 21st century is starting to get away from us a little bit when it comes to internet regulations, digital commerce, and things like that. That said, one of Silicon Valley's congressmen, Ro Khanna, is persistently pushing for updates and upgrades at the federal level. Khanna has a bill called the 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience Act, or IDEA. IDEA will lower federal costs and increase efficiency by digitizing government processes and establishing minimum standards for federal websites, including mobile-friendly interfaces in compliance with the latest security protocols. Basically, we have a congressman who's into UI and UX. The other bill under consideration, but that still needs Republican backers, is the 21st Century Internet Act. That would basically codify the rules of net neutrality at the federal level, removing any questions of jurisdiction. And it's loose enough to be able to respond to those crafty internet service providers, too. Here's my chat with Ro Khanna about both of those bills.
Ro Khanna, I represent Silicon Valley in the United States Congress.
You know, I hear that 50% of the radio ratings meters are in your district, so let's keep you on the air as much as we can for a while. Congressman, thank you for your time. I want to start with your bill, the 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience Act, because this whole show is about tech policy and the midterm elections. How did you come up with the 21st Century IDEA?
Well, it was a collaborative effort, and it's a really simple idea, which is that the websites of the federal government ought to be giving citizens the same user experience as if you go to a private website. There's no reason that if you're on Apple's website or if you're on a website for Facebook that you get a great experience or Amazon, but if you are on the website for Health and Human Services or if you want to get something about the IRS or if you want to get something related to the military, you're dealing with backwards technology. You have to often do things still by fax. You have to go into these offices. So John Radcliffe is a Republican, we said, this is crazy. We've got to bring 21st century websites into the federal government. We should have e-signatures. We should have a standard protocol for security. And I've been very, very pleased. Frankly, I've gotten cooperation from the White House Office of Innovation on it. There's been great leadership from both sides of the aisle. And I'm cautiously optimistic that we're going to get this done.
I'm glad you're pulling the government into the 21st century with that. I also have to say, can you please put the FCC at the top of your list to redo? Because we go to that site a lot, and it is impossible to find data on that site. It is so buried. It is a breadcrumb hell to get through the FCC. So just going to put that bug in your ear. Okay?
I will definitely, it's included in the bill. And as you know, it's not just about technology. It's about people who understand user experience and user design. And sometimes it's people who have graphic arts skills. I mean, Steve Jobs credits a graphic arts class to his success. It's people who understand how to be cognizant of the user experience. So this is going to be an overhaul of the digital technology of the federal government. And, you know, will be one of my most significant efforts in my first term.
Well, I'll stay cautiously optimistic alongside with you. I'm also optimistic about that because you mentioned bipartisan support, which is important. Now, so one of the things my other guest has said is that tech policy does not necessarily motivate voter turnout if there's bipartisanship, because that's just like the way government should work. When you hit a hot button issue like net neutrality, well, then you start thinking about maybe that is going to motivate the younger demographic specifically. And it seems like the Democrats, as opposed to Republicans, do have a strategy for addressing younger voters, especially around this.
Well, let me disagree a little bit with your guest and agree with him. I agree with it that bipartisan, thoughtful legislation that passes doesn't mobilize turnout from base voters or from younger voters. But I think what bipartisan, thoughtful legislation on tech does is convince a lot of independent voters or voters, ordinary Americans, that their government is working, and it inspires them to actually have some confidence in Congress. We have a 10% approval rating. So I think we need to do both. We need to pick issues that will mobilize our base and turn out, as you put it, on net neutrality. But we also need to be able to show the American people that we're capable of governing. And tech is one area we may be able to do that because it's not as partisan as healthcare or the economy.
Point well taken, Congressman. We're speaking with Congressman Ro Khanna. I want to ask you next about the 21st Century Internet Act. The reason it popped up on everybody's radar this week was because a Republican, Representative Mike Kaufman from Colorado, decided to add his name to the bill. Can you speak a little bit about the 21st Century Internet Act? If not specifically, could you talk to us about your take on net neutrality?
Well, I give Mike Kaufman a lot of credit. He is the first Republican to support net neutrality in the United States House of Representatives, and I hope people listening to this will express their appreciation, because I want more representatives supporting net neutrality who are Republicans. Frankly, it's an idea that's not partisan. All net neutrality means is that the internet should not discriminate unfairly in terms of access. So we shouldn't be charging someone like you a higher price to have access to the internet for any broadcast you may need, and charging MSNBC a lower price. I mean, we should just have everyone have equal access. And that, to me, should be a principle that everyone can get behind. Mike Kaufman is the first. We are going to need a few more Republicans to join that effort to get it for a vote, because it will take a discharge petition, which just means you need about 218 members of Congress to sign something. And so the hope is that Kaufman may inspire other colleagues to support net neutrality.
Yeah, and the 21st Century Internet Act, by definition, I just should throw it in here, it bans blocking, throttling, paid prioritization, and eliminates all questions of jurisdiction. And that last part of it seems to be the most bipartisan part of it, because if we don't go with something that sets it at the federal level, then you have states doing their own net neutrality walls, and then we get into a real mess, don't we?
We do, and that might be far more cumbersome even on the internet service providers, the AT&Ts and Verizons, that don't want net neutrality because they want to make more money. They want to be able to charge and price discriminate. But they may be worse off if different states have different laws, because if the federal government doesn't do anything, it's not like AT&T and Verizon and Comcast are going to get to do whatever they want. California is already coming up with a net neutrality bill. Other states will follow. And my belief is that the regulatory compliance costs for these companies of having 50 different standards will be worse than if we just have a federal standard.
And I can mention, too, that there are those on the right who would say the 10th Amendment of the Constitution is being violated by state-by-state intercommerce regulations being set up. So there could be a legal fight there that could be avoided if this can get into law. It's the way I see it, at least.
I agree with you, and I think it's going to eventually become law. It's one of those things that we'll look back and say, how is it that people were opposed to net neutrality? And I just hope more people have the courage of Mike Kaufman and are willing to cross the aisle on this issue.
Congressman, last question for you. What tech issue should I be thinking about and maybe do a show on in the coming month?
You know, my passion is how do we get tech jobs into places left behind? And I have gone to Paintsville, Kentucky, Beckley, West Virginia, Youngstown, Ohio, Detroit in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, leading venture capitalists, tech companies, and saying we've got to bring new jobs, new investments into communities left behind. I have no doubt that my district, people are going to have an incredible future who've had the privilege of going to some of the best schools. I had a 10th grader in my district who created an app that allows people to rent out their driveways for parking when the 49ers have a parking problem in Santa Clara. You know, she's going to have a brilliant future. The challenge in our country is how are we going to create that opportunity to participate in 21st century jobs across different zip codes. And so to me, bringing the future to communities left out is one of our big challenges that every tech leader should be thinking about.
Thank you for that answer, Congressman. By the way, Beckley Register Herald in West Virginia was my second newspaper job back about.
Really? It's a great community. You know, I went there and they asked me, well, what do we need to do to get more tech into Beckley? And I said, the answer is really simple. You need to open up a few more Indian restaurants. So they appreciated it.
Congressman, thank you again for your time. I look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.
That was Silicon Valley Congressman Ro Khanna talking about the two internet bills that could update and upgrade the federal government, dragging it into the 21st century, at least digitally speaking. For links to Mr. Khanna's bill and all of our sourcing for the show, check the article at kgoradio.com. We put them all in there. And we post at facebook.com/techonomicsradio as well. And I'm on Twitter at KGO Jason. For podcast versions and extended interview edits, just keyword search Techonomics wherever you pull down your podcasts. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. There's an archive also at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. And that's it for this week. For producer Liana Wilcox, I'm the host and the writer, Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics, and have great weeks, everybody.